I mean, Angel Tree is fantastic. We're, my family and I have been Angel Tree volunteers for years, and Martha, my wife, really grabbed onto Angel Tree as an opportunity to help our children learn that Christmas is about giving more than receiving. So what Angel Tree is it's a program whereby which you, as a volunteer, are purchasing and delivering a Christmas gift to the child of an incarcerated man or woman on their behalf. So our team and our volunteers go into prisons all across the country, have moms and dads fill out a form for their child, the kind of gift they want to receive, the message they want delivered to their child, and volunteers all across the country, in churches all across the country, literally every single state, we have Angel Tree, are taking an angel off the tree at Christmas time at their local church. Often parents look to match up children that are of the same gender and age as their own children, as we did over the years. Our kids would walk around that tree until Lily found a 8-year-old girl and Holden found a 10-year-old boy or whatever, and then go buy that Christmas gifts and then wrap them up, bring them back to church on delivery day. Some churches have Angel Tree parties where they invite the families to come to the church. Some churches send – our churches have always been ones that sent volunteers out to deliver the gifts to the families. And it's just a really, really special way. But what's wonderful about it is one of those ministries that benefits everybody, right? Our family had the opportunity to teach our children about what it is to give to people who otherwise wouldn't be receiving quite possibly any Christmas gifts. So it ministered to our family. It gave us a chance to serve at Christmas in a very natural way. It serves the children of incarcerated men and women because incarceration often devastates homes economically. So it's very common that the only Christmas gift those children are getting is the one they're receiving through Angel Tree. So it serves them, and they hear the gospel message of Jesus, and they see it acted out before their very eyes. And it serves the incarcerated men and women because their babies, their children are being taken care of in a way that they can't do anything to help other than to fill out a form. I will tell you, I have never seen anything soften the heart of a hardened criminal more than the realization that a complete stranger acting on his or her behalf went out and bought a Christmas gift and delivered it to their child. It's really tremendous. One last point on that. The woman who runs the Southeast for Prison Fellowship, she manages 7 states, was in and out of prison 3 times when she was a young woman, and she was a mother. An Angel Tree was brought to her church, and she couldn't believe it, that somebody would buy a Christmas gift for her child and deliver it to her child on her behalf. It softened her heart so much, she accepted Christ through that experience. And when she got out, she found an opportunity to go work for Prison Fellowship and now runs the entire Southeast region for us.
We're excited that we get to be a part of that again. And truly, you talked about churches coming alive. This is probably one of the things, as much as anything, that has really enlivened churches to really live out the gospel in amazing ways.
Yeah. And there is always need. Sometimes what happens in a church is you have high impact volunteers, who was the person who coordinated Angel Tree in their church, and they get a job transfer or whatever, and they move away, and Angel Tree disappears from that church because there was nobody to come in behind them and pick it up. And that's not the church's fault. It's just a reality. So we are always looking for churches to raise their hand and say, hey, we'll take on 10 kids, 25 kids, 100 kids. We have one church, I can't remember exactly where they are, they handle 800 Angel Tree kids a year. That's almost like a military campaign. I mean, that is a huge undertaking. But it's pretty simple to handle, 25 to 50 kids. It's a great ministry, particularly for churches that have families in them, for the families to participate. And I just, I would be robbing churches of an opportunity to not give them the opportunity to become Angel Tree churches this Christmas.